Item number 36, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to accept a Green Infrastructure Partnership Program grant not to exceed $99,400 from the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District for the creation of an urban orchard at 4000 South 6th Street, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to encumber the land with a 10-year conservation easement and to enter into a development agreement with Energy Exchange, Inc., which currently leases the land for the construction and long-term maintenance of the orchard.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chairman and Supervisors. I appreciate the opportunity. You have a file before you. We have land on 6th Street, just south of Howard Avenue, that has been leased out to various entities, including UW Extension. There is a Garden District Farmers Market there. There is a plot of land that was formerly leased to UW Extension and through a cooperative arrangement through all the parties is now leased to Energy Exchange, Inc., a nonprofit in the area. And they have applied for and received a grant from MSD of approximately $100,000 to do an orchard project and a porous paving project to support the farmers market and otherwise continue the master plan for the Garden District. As the actual owner of the land, the technical applicant has to be the county. So if approved by this board, the county would accept the grant funds, and then upon completion of the grant, conditions of the applicant, Energy Exchange, would be releasing those grant funds to the applicant. The grant is a great first step in the process. There are also over $100,000 of in-kind contributions that Energy Exchange has achieved. So they are well on their way to getting this project done. Once they have all of their in-kind contributions in place and have otherwise met the grant requirements, we would enter into a development agreement with them to complete the project, which would include a responsibility to maintain the project for the 10-year conservation period.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Director Whaley Smith, how long ago did this project come before the Economic and Community Development Committee? I remember Supervisor Haas was very enthusiastic about this project and was willing to give as much information as he could. How long ago was that?
Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. There's lots going on in the Garden District. Approximately 6 months ago, we came before the committee to talk about a parcel of land even further south than here that is actually slated for an RFP that will include Garden District Green Corridor components on that RFP. We are working with Supervisor Haas and community partners on the next steps in that RFP process. So this is the land in between where the land will be RFP'd and where the farmers market is. So lots going on in that area.
Thanks for reminding me.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yeah, this land is on, I know y'all love South 6th Street as much as I do, so when I say it's South 6th and Norwich, you'd be like, oh, yeah, you know. This is these photos I have handed out show you before and after on South 6th, north of this site. It was, you know, for years, decades, an empty field. And as you can see, this is, especially on the last page, you can see a lot of volunteers at work clearing out the field. That's where the farmers market is now, on this third page of the photographs. So this is all work done by volunteers and done not at a profit for the energy by the energy exchanges.
No,
okay. Yeah. This would create a parking lot, a rainwater permeable parking lot, immediately across the street from the farmers market, and that will help solve a lot of problems. But furthermore, what's not in the report, this will serve as a work training site for people who are learning how to install and implement these permeable surfaces. So big win for the community with this. And before I say anything else, I really want to credit Director Whaley Smith, his department, his team there, doing a great deal of work, along with Mr. Katie, getting this together at just about the last possible minute. So, thank you, sir. And, Mr. Chairman, I would like to move adoption.
Okay, we have a motion to adopt. And I think that, just so the record reflects this, I think Supervisor Haas sent an email to Supervisor Johnson. It might have been Monday or Tuesday of this week, to ask that this be put on the agenda, and we did it. So to accommodate the administration, Mr. Whaley Smith, and this project. So when you might hear people say how, you know, we're recalcitrant and don't do anything, I didn't know that much about this before Monday, and it's Thursday and we're doing it. So we do try to work together on issues that can help the county. So Supervisor Haas.
By the way, this weekend, if you want to see the Garden District Farmers Market in action, it starts at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And at 2:15 p.m., the Milwaukee Academy of Classical Ballet will be giving a special performance there. Hmm. So you can get your gardening, your farmers market, and your ballet on in one fell swoop. So it's at 2:15 this coming Saturday. Hope to see you there.
Great. Okay. With that, is there any other discussion? If not, can you take the roll on the motion to approve item 36?
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Mayo.
Yo.
Romo West.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 36 for adoption prevails.